Throughout the 1990s, the United States witnessed declining murder rates. Many experts attributed the decline to many different factors: the economy, demographics, police strategies, tougher penalties. Well, now comes a new explanation from an article in the journal Homicide Studies. One of the authors, Dr. Stephen Thomas of Harvard Medical School, joins us. And Dr. Thomas, you and your co-authors say that the reason for declining homicide rates, as I understand it, wasn't so much for the assailant's lack of trying, but for better emergency medical care after they tried.
That's correct. We think that since emergency medical care is better now than it was in the last three or four decades, then perhaps some of the decrease in homicide rate is attributable to that improvement in taking care of patients.
And in fact, was the decade of the 90s a time of such a steady improvement in the quality and quantity of emergency care that there would be a difference by the end of the decade from the beginning?
In the end of the decade, yes, and even more convincingly, the graphs in the paper go back to 1960, which is the data that we looked at, and the decreases in lethality are stretched out over more than just the last decade. They're pretty darn consistent over the last 30 or 40 years.
Well, I know this is an entirely hypothetical question, but if emergency medical care at the end of the 20th century were where it was in 1960, both in availability and in quality, what would the homicide rate have looked like?
Well, even when you do things like adjust for the fact that weaponry is different now than it was back then in the 1960s, the best estimate, one of the best estimates that we could have seen, as many as 67,000, almost 70,000 homicides in 1993 instead of 23,000.
Your findings relate to attacks with guns as well as with other means?
Yes, guns and knives and anything that we pretty much looked at what we would call penetrating trauma, meaning we're not talking about car accidents, we're talking about assaults.
What you and your colleagues are describing here is not unlike what's been noted in casualties at war, that the better field medical services are, the more injured survive war, as opposed to everybody being killed if they've been hit in battle.
Yes, it's very similar. And as a matter of fact, it's very likely that some of the improvements that we're seeing in the civilian sector have a direct relationship to what a generation of trauma surgeons learned in Vietnam, for instance.
But do you really come away from your role in this study, at least, persuaded that there was no social phenomenon at work in the 1990s, whether it was simply the aging out of one teenage generation into adulthood, or whether it was the availability of jobs for people who might otherwise get involved in drugs? Nothing like that. Did you come away convinced of that?
I did not come away convinced that there was no social phenomenon involved, and I should point out that, you know, I'm not a sociologist, but I can tell you that neither I nor any other physician that has looked at this data is particularly surprised at the underlying hypothesis that we're getting better at taking care of victims of penetrating assault as the decades go by.
You mean medical care, obviously, having improved in so many respects, this, the fact that emergency rooms are that much better is not that striking an idea.
That's right, and I want to be very careful to not attribute this to, quote, emergency rooms, end quote. Now, that happens to be my area of specialization, but the pre-hospital providers are much better trained now. The 911 system and other sort of trauma systems just getting to the patient to the hospital are much more developed now. So this is in no way, you know, should it be related to just what's going on in the actual emergency room.
Well, Dr. Thomas, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Stephen Thomas of Harvard Medical School is a co-author of the article Murder and Medicine, The Lethality of Criminal Assault, 1960 to 1999, in the professional journal Homicide Studies.